Welcome back to the Verizon Mets postgame show. Following a 12-1 loss in the series finale in Seattle. It's time for the highlights of the game brought to you by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula that works fast and you won't stink. Search for the full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. This was the final game of the Mets' 10-game, four-city road trip, and they were looking to return home on a high note and wind up with a 500 mark on the excursion. They entered this one after being shut out in back-to-back games. Their last run scored was in the eighth inning Thursday, a span of 19 straight innings, and it became 20 when they went down in order in the first with J.D. Martinez striking out to end the inning. Luis Severino was coming off back-to-back losses and got through the opening frame with a two-out single to Cal Raleigh, and that was it. The Mets got two men on in the second without a hit. With Pete Alonso walking, Jeff McNeil was hit by a pitch, but Jose Iglesias flied to center, and Jorge Polanco made a great play to rob Ben Gamel of a base hit and threw him out at first to end the inning. After making the great play in the top half of the inning, Polanco hurt the Mets again, leading off the bottom half of the second.
Payoff to Polanco is crushed in the air towards center. Nimmo giving chase to the track. He looks up, and it is gone. Jorge Polanco gets the scoring started tonight with a solo homer angling away from center field into the seats to the left of the batter's eye. 1-0 Mariners in the bottom of the second. For Polanco, his 11th home run of the year, and once again, the Mariners are in front early.
And five batters in, they had the lead 1-0 on the 416-foot blast to left center. And after Severino struck out Josh Rojas, Dominic Canzone just missed a homer, doubling off the wall. The two hits of the inning both hit hard with exit velocities over 100 miles an hour. The Mets got out of that inning one batter later, though, when Francisco Lindor made a great play to rob Leo Rivas of a base hit. He spun and threw to first for the final out. That's our big play of the game, brought to you by Optimum, with the fastest fiber internet in the tri-state and speeds up to 8 gig. Optimum, where local is big time. The Mets had their first threat in the third when Lindor doubled with one out. Brandon Nimmo walked to put men on first and second, and Lindor moved to third when J.D. Martinez flied out to right, but Jesse Winker struck out looking for the second time in as many innings to end that inning. Severino faced the minimum in the third, but the Mariners starter, Luis Castillo, was terrific in the fourth. After 26 pitches the previous inning, he struck out the side, had seven strikeouts after four, and the Mets' scoreless inning streak reached 23. While not quite as good, Severino was going toe-to-toe with Castillo to this point. He fanned Polanco to start the fourth. Luke Raley grounded out to first before Severino got out of the inning with a strikeout for the third time in four innings.
2-2. Check swing and a strike at the knees. Severino gets him looking with a sweeper. Rojas down looking. Severino sets down the Mariners in order in the bottom of the fourth.
Severino wasn't perfect, but at this point he had gone four solid innings, giving up just the homer to Polanco in the second. He had struck out six, and that was the save of the game, brought to you by Margaret Teets Nursing and Rehabilitation Center. Castillo opened the fifth with his fifth strikeout in a row and his eighth of the game as Ben Gamel went down swinging, but the Mets started to mount something for the second time in three innings. Luis Torrens and Lindor hit back-to-back singles, putting two men on with one out. Randy Arozarena then made a diving catch to rob Nimmo of a base hit and saved a run, and Martinez then flied out to center to end the inning. Canzone led off the bottom of the fifth with a double, moved to third in a sacrifice bunt by Rivas. Severino struck out Victor Robles, and then the usually reliable and the terrific Lindor had a rare miscue at short.
The 2-1. Bouncing ball to short. Lindor charges, gloves, and dropped the ball. Canzone scores. Arozarena reaches. It's 2-0 Seattle. Tough play on a slow chopper, but a play that Lindor has made 10,000 times. That ground ball got Severino out of the inning until Lindor dropped it.
And it just got worse after the second run came in, one batter later, when Cal Raleigh came up, giving us our turning point of the game.
Pitch to Raleigh. He swings and crushes the ball deep to right field. This one is way out off the facing of the second deck. That one was going to go off a mountain in Washington. Two-run home run, and what a last two batters for Severino. The ball that gets by Lindor, the two-run home run. It is 4-0 Seattle in the blink of an eye in the fifth.
And that was the turning point of the game. Listen tomorrow to WCBS 880 in the 8 a.m. hour for your chance to call in and be the 88th caller. If you can correctly identify the turning point of the game, you'll win a pair of Mets tickets to an upcoming game. The Mets turning point of the game is sponsored by Riverhead Building Supply with 13 locations on Long Island. They're everywhere you are and online at rbscorp.com. So in a span of two batters, it just unraveled. The Mets went from a chance to get out of that inning to down 4-0. Raleigh crushed that one 421 feet for his 25th home run of the season, and Severino made a mistake on that pitch. Raleigh just jumped on it to make it a 4-0 game. The scoreless inning streak finally came to an end with two outs in the sixth, courtesy of Jeff McNeil, who gave us our smash of the game.
There's McNeil. Base is clear, two outs, 4-0 in favor of Seattle. First pitch. McNeil gets into one. In the air toward right. Canzone to the wall. It is gone. Finally, the Mets score a run in Seattle, and it's Jeff McNeil, who since the return from All-Star break has been a different man. And happy Jeff gets the Mets on the board in the sixth. The Mariner lead is now 4-1.
The Smash of the Game has been brought to you by Smashburger, 100% certified pure Angus beef, fries, shakes, and more. McNeil has been one of the few Met bright spots offensively, 24 for 73 since the All-Star break. His 11th of the season gave the Mets their first run of the series, and the streak was over. However, Iglesias flied to right to end the inning next, but the Mets were on the board, trailing 4-1, heading to the bottom of the sixth. Severino was done after five. Ryan Stanek came on, and Polanco greeted him by doubling off the wall. Luke Raley then walked. Both runners moved up on a wild pitch, and after striking out Canzone, the number nine hitter in the order got the better of his former teammate.
1-1 on Rivas. Stanek's pitch. Line to right center field. Gamble over. Can't get it. It drops in. Polanco scores. Everybody else moves up 90 feet. RBI single to right for little Leo Rivas, and it is 5-1 Seattle in the sixth.
And the Mariners quickly got the run back, and it was once again a four-run lead thanks to Leo Rivas. That was it for Stanek. Adam Ottavino came on, and it didn't get any better with McNeil trying to make a play but just adding to the woes.
Here's the 2-1. Bouncing ball up the middle. McNeil to his right has it on the backhand. Sets, throws to first. The ball gets by Alonso and goes into the dugout. Raley scores. Rojas is credited with scoring as well on the ball in the dugout. Rivas goes to third. Robles is safe. The nightmare continues. It is now 7-1 Seattle in the sixth.
Well, Randy Arozarena struck out for the second out, but Ottavino wasn't out of it yet. He was set to face Cal Raleigh, who came to the plate and added to his already big night.
Second and third, two outs. The infield moves back. First pitch. Swing and another drive. This one also to right. And this one also long gone. A three-run home run by Cal Raleigh. His second home run of the day. And it is 10-1 Seattle in the bottom of the sixth.
Six runs home, and the route was on. Raleigh's third hit of the night, second home run, number 26 on the year. The Mariners were up 10-1. Julio Rodriguez struck out to end the inning, but after the Mets got on the board, the Mariners answered with six in the bottom half of the sixth. Colin Snyder faced the minimum in the seventh, getting a double play after Ben Gamel led off with a single, and Lindor struck out to end the inning. Danny Young then worked the seventh, and the inning started well with a strikeout of Polanco, but two walks sandwiched around a base hit, loaded the bases, and Young couldn't get out of it either, walking Robles to bring in the 11th run, and his night was over. Phil Maton came in, his first pitch hit Arozarena, and it was now 12-1. The inning finally ended when Raleigh flied out to left as he came up short of his third home run of the night. The Mets showed some life, at least in the eighth, when Martinez walked. Jesse Winker doubled to put men on second and third, but Alonso struck out for the third time tonight, and then McNeil grounded out to end the inning. Maton worked a relatively stress-free eighth, just allowing a hit. Troy Taylor came on for his major league debut for the Mariners, working the ninth, and he was throwing absolute gas with a lot of movement. Iglesias flew out, Ben Gamel walked, Luis Torrens struck out, and then Tyrone Taylor hit for Lindor and went down looking to end it, and the Mets fall by a score of 12-1 to wrap up the road trip at 4-6, falling to 61-57 on the season.